Good morning, Douglas Shire. Well, the other morning I brought you exclusively the news the Douglas Shire Council had launched an investigation into dwellings on a property in the Daintree. A lot of land there, around 100 acres, that I understand is in Precinct 5, Low Impact Rural Production and Tourism Enterprise. Now, under current council regs, only one dwelling is allowed per lot. However, there's at least five dwellings there, five houses on that particular property. That's what I've been told. That property has six people listed on the title, including a CSIRO scientist. So when somebody approached me to say, well, Paul, these people should know better. There's only one dwelling allowed on the lot, and here we have five particular dwellings on the property. This is not on. Now, there is another person living on the property that is not on the title. I didn't name that person, that very well-known person, the other day because I didn't think it was fair to do so until I had had a chance to talk with him. I've done that now, and he himself has confirmed he does live there from time to time in one of the dwellings and wanted to give his side of the story. So I can now name that person. It's the former mayor of the Douglas Shire Council, Mike Berwick. Now, somebody from the public told me about this. They made the point that if a former mayor is living there and it's against council regs, they should know better, with four other dwellings there as well. Mike Berwick contacted me yesterday to give me his side of the story. Of course, he wanted to know who told me about this. I do not reveal my sources. It's in the vault, and short of torture, I don't know whether I'd survive that, but however, short of torture, I ain't saying. But it's important Mike Berwick does have his say, and what he told me was very helpful in trying to sort this out, on the surface anyway, of flouting local government regulations. Was he part of that?
Oh, good morning, Paul.
Mike, what's the situation with this? Because, I mean, we've heard one side of it. I've been told by somebody that you have a dwelling on a lot of land where there's several dwellings. You have been living on it, and it is illegal. Now, what's your answer to that?
Well, I'm not at all. Well, number one, it's not my block of land. I don't have a share in it, so I can't speak for the owner. I'll have to talk to them. That building that I'm staying in was built in 1980. I've been living in it for the last few years, with the permission of the owner. In terms of the property only having one approval, that's not correct. I think there's probably four buildings been approved on that. And bear in mind also, I don't know what the approvals are. I've never even had a look because that building's been there for so long. Nearly 40 years now it's been there.
Yep.
So far as I know, a property can have multiple cabins on it, not multiple houses, and there's only one of those places on there that would classify as a house. The rest are all just cabins. So I suspect that part of it's wrong. And so far as I know, and I was an owner many years ago, all of the owners 30 years ago, 40 years ago, put in all the applications. But I also understand that council's going to come out and inspect, and that's fine. And if they find something wrong, I guess they can tell us and we'll fix it.
But at this stage, you do know that council... I thought council... I'd been told council had already been out there to inspect. You're saying that they haven't come out yet?
Well, not recently, no. They did... 20, 30 years ago, and forgive my memory for being a bit hazy back then, but yes, I think all the dwellings on that place, it's quite a large property. It's about 100 acres. I think they were all sorted out back then, because I checked with one of the owners who's got a better memory than me that does a lot of the paperwork, and that's what she told me last night.
So you're not concerned with any inspection? You believe it's been there long enough that it's okay to be on that property and okay for you to live in?
Well, so far as I know, and if that's otherwise, I've got no doubt the owners will say, well, tell us what we have to do and we'll do it.
But let's get this clear. You don't own that particular dwelling that someone has said you're living in. It's not your house. It belongs to somebody else.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that sorted that out. Does it concern you that there's people contacting me about this? I mean...
Well, that concerned me a great deal. I thought if someone's got a complaint, I suppose it's legitimate that they go to council, or they might ring me up and say, ask a question first. But I find it a bit odd that someone goes to the media about a place I'm living in and I find about it out about it secondhand further down the track. I mean, everyone knows who I am. Maybe I could know who it is that's made the complaint and I can go and have a yak with them.
Yeah, do you have an idea who it is?
I think it's...
That's your guess, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I cannot confirm or deny... that. But, I mean, the main problem that the people that came to me basically said, look, that particular lot is zoned so that there can be only one house on it. That is a dwelling that has heating and a stove. And Mike Berwick has a house there and he lives on it. But now you're saying to me, that is not true. You don't own it, but they allow you to live on it certain times of the year.
The people that own it, that's correct, yes.
Yeah, and that figures why you're not on the title, because they presented the title search to me and your name does not appear there. However, some very well-known people do, including a scientist.
Correct.
Yeah, so I guess what they came to me was, look, if you've got people like... and you've got people like a former mayor and yourself living illegally on this lot of land, then they should do the right thing. But you're saying, as far as you're concerned, you are doing nothing wrong.
Correct. Look, the house is definitely council-approved, finished, final inspection done. The house I'm in, so far as I know, plans went in, it probably never got finished. And that's not illegal, that's just council... You don't have to finish your house in a hurry, so far as I know. I don't think it ever had a final inspection. I don't even know about that. I'm sure it wouldn't. There's an awful lot of houses in this shire that have got a council approval and haven't had a final inspection. I don't think it's law that you have to have a final inspection. So far as I know, the main issue with getting that is if you want insurance or you want to sell it or all of those sorts of things, but I'm not aware of it being a law that you have to have a final inspection. You do have to put a permit in, yes.
All right, well look, you say that council are coming out to check on it soon, is that the case?
Yeah, because council's notified me and they said we're going to do an inspection. We've had a complaint about your house and by the way it's been in the media, and I said fine, let him come out and if he finds something wrong we'll fix it.
Mike Berwick says he has the council approval numbers given out in the 1980s and can show them to me on his return from a trip he's away on at the moment. Now, I'm happy to do that, but I don't doubt he's got them. The 80s was a different time, a different era when the environment protection wasn't as regulated as it is today. The other thing Mike Berwick was able to do was confirm that the council is indeed carrying out a check on this particular lot, on this particular property, and the number of dwellings on it, something the mayor and CEO weren't able to do, citing the fact that privacy prevented them doing so.